the advent of the Messiah, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, who is God, brought salvation by his death. How about that? Is that rough? That's tough news. Jesus, who is God, brought salvation by his death. So little baby Jesus was born to die for our sins. That's not my top shelf opening conversation piece with the Christmas message. Merry Christmas, baby Jesus came to die. I mean, that's not it, but that's a fact. And so what do you believe about him? What do you know about him? There's a silly movie with a funny comedian, and he says, "Dear baby Jesus, I ask that you bless our family." And then his stepfather at the meal steps up. He goes, "He was a man. He had a beard." And the guy said, "I earn the money in this house, and I want to pray to baby Jesus because I feel more comfortable." And the wife was like, "Will you stop praying like that? It's just off-putting." You know? And he put his hands together and he says, Dear little baby Jesus, little 8-pound, 5-ounce baby Jesus can't even speak a word. And he was just winding up his family. And it was because a lot of people have a hard time accessing God because of how we think about God. And the joke in the movie, which was slightly irreverent, it demonstrated that the person doesn't know God, only knows prayer, right? "Dear God, I'd like to dial up a blessing, please." He comes to the not threatening, accessible, gentle, meek and mild baby, which, by the way, is how God started the story. He did do that. If a king came marching in, you'd have the Battle of Megiddo. You'd have Armageddon. You'd have World War, III, if we can all hold off till Jesus comes, call it III. But when God came, he came right in. He just came walking in and sat down. And so who was there to say, "Oh, we need to defend against this danger," right? Although you know the story, when people come from far away and they say to Herod, "Where is the king of the Jews?" He's on it. And he's killing children because the Messiah must be stopped. This is the Christian story. And here's this baby Jesus. And now, but what are we going to do with it? So what does that matter to us here in the room? Jesus said this. Here's a line that Jesus says about little baby Jesus and the Messiah in the world. Jesus says, "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. For this purpose, I have come to this hour." So that's what Jesus says to his friends on the eve of his death. He says, "What am I going to do? Am I going to pray, 'God, make it stop? God, get me out of here. God, I don't want to face that thing on Friday.'" But it isn't that. It's just, this is the stuff I'm facing. Here I go. Jesus said to them, his friends, in another place in Scripture, the first bit that I just read to you is John chapter 12, so you can look that up if you need to find it in another place, verse 27. In John chapter 8, a little earlier in the story, Jesus says to people who are saying, "Oi, are you the guy? So, all right, come on. You're not legitimate. I hear that your mom was pregnant before she got together with her husband, right? You're not really who you say you are, because the Messiah, when he comes, he's going to be, and you're not that." And Jesus said, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me." That's what Jesus says about God, his Father. Then a couple of verses lower, he says, "Whoever is of God hears the words of God." I want to stop there, and I want to tell all of you, in all of your life, when you were sent out to evangelize people, and you talked to people who didn't want to hear it, and you tried to debate and explain and confirm, coerce, however you did it, right? Jesus says this to you, "Whoever is of God hears the word of God." So hammering hard rocks till they break is not evangelism. Arguing with Uncle Frank every Christmas Eve about the stuff is not evangelism. People who God is calling respond to God who calls. And so, forgive me if this is crass or somehow overly carnal, but it's a numbers thing. Many are called, few are chosen, not everybody's coming. And so there are people who are coming that you haven't met yet, and there are people who are not coming who you already know. And it's not your job to make people Christian. It's not my job to go and to stand, set my hair on fire so someone come and look at it so I can finally get a chance. God is drawing people to himself. You know, you in the room, when God tugs on you, that you responded to it and you're like, there's something going on. I got to find out about it. Who do I know? So the Christian's job is to be transparently Christian, living an open, honest life, and ready with an answer for everybody who says, let me ask you something. Because the let me ask you something is the person who is ready for faith. And Christmas is God coming at the time when there's enough roads, finally, that Rome has put out into this world to put this Messiah and get it all everywhere. They call it the peace of the Roman peace, right? Pax Romana. It is the one time in the history of the world when people were thinking logically, thank you Plato and Aristotle, and there were roads to get you everywhere. There was actually significant traction in the Christian world in the Mongolian Empire as well because of a tremendous order and organization that helped stuff get out. God has plans and purposes for people who he connects to transmit the information that leads to faith. If you believe in your heart and confess with your lips that Jesus is the Lord, you'll be saved. And you pass it on to others. Advent, week one, faith is what matters. And you're not arguing people into it. Jesus says, whoever is of God hears the word of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God, Jesus says. So I wouldn't really call anybody swine and say, you don't cast your pearls before swine, I'm done with you. But I don't have to flog a dead horse. I don't have to drag a horse to water, try and make it drink, right? Do you not have an opportunity regularly, all the time, to say something about faith in a way that is normal, gentle, and true? And deliver it. And then there are people who go, I write and walk away, and it's a worm in their ear for the rest of the day, and they'll come to faith. And you don't have to make it. You know? Birth is lovely when it just comes, eh? Induced labor, a little bit too much push, a little bit too little contraction, yeah? God knows what he's doing, and he's using all of us who believe something about Jesus. And what I'm teaching this morning from the scripture in the little bit of time that I have is that the gospel leads to faith in people who are being drawn by God. And that's all that needs to be delivered. I don't need to tell somebody, here's how you get off heroin. I need to tell somebody, here's the God who loves you no matter how bad it's gone, because he loves you, he loves you. He loves you. Now let's together walk. How can we help? It's a different thing. It's a different approach, but not so very different.